The meeting is called to order. The special meeting is called to order. Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Vice Chair Rita Athus.
Present.
Trustee Dennis Barsima.
Here.
Trustee John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero. Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Present.
Trustee Jacob Summer. Board Chair Eric Watsowitz.
Here. Mr. Perry, would you please confirm that appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Mr. Chair, you have a quorum present and appropriate notices have been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So moved, Athus.
Second, Gales.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All in favor of the agenda, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now I have a motion to amend that motion in order to approve a consent agenda as follows. Action items 7A through 7C and 7E. Do I hear a motion?
So moved, Mr. Chair Gales.
Second.
We have a motion and we have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All those in favor of amending the agenda signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees on March 24, 2022?
So moved, Pritchard.
Second, Butler.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the special meeting of the Board of Trustees on April 7, 2022?
So moved, Gales.
Second, Barsima.
We have a motion and we have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I want to welcome any University Advisory Committee representatives present today. The current UAC representatives are Greg Beyer, Felicia Bohannon, Peter Chomentowski, Katie Jekyll, Holly Nicholson, and Karen Wedby. Do you have any comments?
No.
No comments, okay. Chair's comments. And I just realized this when I wrote this, but I was going to say this is the first time our whole board has been together in person since the March of 2020, even though we have one that has left. I know that we are still in a pandemic, but it sure is good to see everyone in person. Thank you for all of your efforts to be here today. I am hoping that we have learned a lot from the pandemic and look at using what we have learned for future meetings and give state boards the opportunity to meet on a hybrid basis as needed. Today, we have gone through all of the issues on our agenda in previous meetings. Not only today, but we also have meetings that we meet in between meetings in two by two meetings, which fall within the guidelines of the Open Meetings Act. In other words, our board is very well informed coming into this meeting. I think I can spell Shimadzu backwards and forwards by now. We will be using a consent agenda to cover these topics on our agenda today. And then finally, we have graduation starting tomorrow, and I'm excited, and I'm sure our board is excited as well as our president and administration. So this is a culmination of a lot of efforts. So we recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our parliamentarian. Mr. Perry, have you received any timely requests to address this meeting?
We have no public comment.
Okay. We'll now move to President's Report number 160. President Freeman, will you please present the report?
Thank you, Chair Watsowitz. The following items have been moved to consent agenda. Agenda item 7A, appointment of a vice president for student affairs. Agenda item 7B, appointment of interim dean of the College of Health and Human Sciences. Agenda item 7C, renewal for Shimadzu instrumentation. And agenda item 7E, charter bus service.
May I have a motion to approve the consent agenda items as read by President Freeman?
So moved, Barsema.
Second, Yathis.
We have a motion and we have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All those in favor of the consent agenda signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Our remaining agenda item.
Due to a conflict, Trustee Gales will not be voting and will abstain on this agenda item.
Do you want me to present it now? Okay.
Yes.
Agenda item 7D is fiscal year 2022 revised student health insurance. As we heard just within the hour, this is a request to increase board approval for pass-through funding to support our student health insurance, increasing the previously approved amount of $6.5 million to $8.8 million in premium for fiscal year 22 because of unanticipated demand for student health insurance. The Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations Committee recommends board approval for this request.
Okay, sorry for stepping on your toes there. But let me just remind again that due to a conflict, Trustee Gales will not be voting and will abstain on this agenda item. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Yathis.
Second, Pritchard.
We have a motion, we have a second. Is there any discussion? Then we'll need a roll call vote on this. Ms. Doyle, would you please take the roll call vote?
Vice Chair Rita Yathis?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsema?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Abstain.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer? Board Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Yes. Are there any other matters requiring the attention of the board today? I hear crickets. The next regularly scheduled meeting of the full Board of Trustees is on my daughter's birthday, June 16, 2022, at 9 a.m. The board needs to go into closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business following the closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act? Personnel matters as generally described under Sections 2C, 1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act. Collective bargaining matters as generally described under Section 2C, 2 of the Open Meetings Act. Real estate matters as generally described under Section 2C, 5, and 6 of the Open Meetings Act. Litigation and risk management matters as generally described under Sections 2C, 11, and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Closed session minutes matters as generally described under Section 2C, 21 of the Open Meetings Act. Do I hear a motion?
So moved, Gales.
Second, Barsema.
We have a motion and we have a second. Ms. Doyle, would you please take a roll call vote to close the meeting?
Vice Chair Rita Yathis?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsema?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer? Board Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Yes. This meeting is now closed.
Okay, so we're reopening our meeting here. I need to have a roll call vote. Ms. Doyle?
Vice Chair Rita Yathis?
Here.
Trustee Dennis Barsema?
Here.
Trustee John Butler?
Here.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Here.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Here.
Trustee Jacob Summer? Board Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Here. I'd like to hear a motion to adjourn.
Public meeting?
Yeah. So Trustee Barsema makes that motion?
I have a second.
And?
No, no, you can take it.
Second by Trustee Gales. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question.
Vice Chair Rita Yathis?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsema?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer? Board Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Yes. Meeting is adjourned.